Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone, Dina Wells with the Adair County Extension, joining us this morning as we get ready for, well, county fair season. Dina, how are you this morning?
I am good.
It's starting to feel like county fair out there, so we might as well start talking about county fair, and it's not too far down the road at all, is it?
Oh my goodness, it's coming way faster than what we what we anticipated. So yes, it's right around the corner.
Yeah, we say that every year now, don't we? It's actually already kind of started for you. A lot of folks get out to the county fair during the dates, but that's kind of an all-year process almost for you folks, isn't it?
It really is. We kind of start planning right after we get done with this fair for next year. So it's kind of a full year-round type of event for us.
Yeah, we mentioned it's coming up very soon, about a week or so away. We're going to have our first event coming up. You've got a kind of a kickoff event to kind of wrap it all together to get started, to get everybody fired up.
That's right. We, the Adair County Extension, along with our Youth Action Committee, host every year a kickoff event for County Fair. And it's a fun event for all ages. We invite the public to come out, 4-H families, FFA, and we just have a big old barbecue. The pork producers and the Adair County cattlemen's come out and they grill pork burgers and beef burgers. And then we have baked beans and potato salad and homemade cake and drinks, and we do all of that for a free will donation, and all of those proceeds go back to the Adair County 4-H program and help support all the programming we do with our 4-H youth. But it's a fun night. We also have some live entertainment. We have some Share the Fun skits. We have some working exhibits. So they entertain people through the night. And then at the end of the night, we cap it off with the introduction of the Adair County Fair Queen and King candidates. So they'll bring them onto stage and they'll ask them one interview question, and you get to see who all applied to be County Fair royalty. And then the King and Queen will actually be crowned on the first night of the County Fair, so Wednesday the 17th. But we really encourage anybody who can to come on out and enjoy a good meal, a lot of fun, and just an overall good fellowship time.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a chance to get a lot of folks together, both the young and the old.
That's right. We're doing that on Thursday, July 11th. So the Thursday before the county fair, and that just gives us an opportunity to kind of get everybody geared up towards county fair. And if people need to purchase gate passes to the county fair, they can do so that night. They can also, any 4-H families who pre-ordered their county fair t-shirts, they could pick them up there that night. So it kind of gives you one of those last minute opportunities to get prepared for county fair.
Sure it does. Hey, has it been pretty well attended, the kickoff event, in the past?
Yes, we usually plan for 300, and I think last year we were right at 200. Usually it's right around the 250. So it's very well attended, and it's just a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Well, and kind of a preview for what's going to be coming up for the next several days during the county fair. You mentioned you'll have the Queen candidates there on stage to kind of get introduced a little bit. How many do you have this year?
Ooh, that's a very good question. We just turned over those application forms, and I did not get a count on them, so I'm not really for sure, but I do know that there are some.
Well, it's good to have some. That's right. Very good. Dina, you know, it seems like over the last several years, and it really kind of seems like a lot of it started with the construction of that 4-H FFA building there on the grounds, but it seems like the Adair County Fair has really seen a period of growth over the last several years, and a lot of money has gone back into things like the facilities and some of the entertainment and the different things that you've been doing. Was that a long-term goal, was to make it continue to grow like that? And are you happy with where it's come?
Oh, my. We are so fortunate to have the fair board that we have. They have worked extremely hard this last couple years. They've done some huge improvements to the fairgrounds. Anything from just, you know, improving on some of the landscaping to doing bigger projects like this year they've improved the electrical system to the hog barn. And that's going to be a huge plus for exhibitors, you know, doing swine. They've done all kinds of just little updates here and there, and then they've extended their campground site. So the fair board deserves a ton of credit for all the hard work. They've gotten a lot of donations and contributions, and some of the 4-H families have helped to do that also. So it just gets better and better every year, and we're just so very proud of all the accomplishments that has gone on.
Well, you talk about the work of the fair board there in Adair County, and they're volunteers. Well, not basically, they are volunteers. But you've got a lot of volunteers that get involved. And without volunteers, I'm assuming the Adair County Fair really doesn't happen.
You know what? Without volunteers, the extension program doesn't happen. The county fair doesn't happen. I mean, we rely heavily on our volunteers. And if we didn't have those devoted, passionate people who come out and give their time and talents, we just couldn't do what we do and do it so successfully. So I definitely applaud everyone who helps us and supports us and continues to contribute with their time or their talents, because they make a huge difference, and I don't think they realize how big of a difference they make in just the county fair, the extension youth programming, the 4-H program. I could go on and on and on.
Dina, how are the livestock numbers this year? Does it look like it's going to be a pretty good year again for the numbers?
You know, we just had our ID sheets were all due yesterday, and the numbers look good. I don't have final totals, but I do know at weigh-in, like in our lamb and meat goats, I think those numbers were up, and I'm hoping that the numbers in the beef and the swine are either the same or up again this year. We'll know more later on this week, but yeah, we're going to have a good fair, and we've got a lot of exhibitors. So, and we've just got a lot of hardworking 4-H'ers in Adair County, along with FFA members.
Very good. Well, and you touched on some of this stuff early on here when we started to visit, but there is admission at the gate there. It's not very much, but you do have gate passes available for folks who don't want to have to dig through their purse each time they come through.
That's right. And they'll start taking gate admission on Wednesday, July 17th, first day of the fair. One thing that we did change this year, this is mostly concerning 4-H and FFA, is we did something a little different this year to kind of help with the schedule. So we're actually judging anything in the exhibit building. All exhibit building projects are being judged on Tuesday, the 16th, and each 4-H club or FFA club is actually scheduled at a certain time to come in and be judged in the building. And so what we were hoping to do was create a little less stress so that we could take our time with the exhibit building judging, and then the next morning we would weigh in, check in all livestock. So we didn't have all of our staff spread all over the grounds like we normally did. And then it just gave the parents a little more time. So they didn't have one child checking in livestock exhibits and another child in the exhibit building trying to be judged. So we're hoping this kind of relieves a little stress and helps the schedule out just a little more for everybody.
Yeah. Does that also give the public a little extra time then to view some of those projects?
Well, as far as the public viewing the projects, it would be the same schedule. So the building, the 4-H building, will not open up for exhibit for viewers to come in until 6 o'clock on Wednesday night, so the 17th. And it'll be open from 6 until 7. And that's at the same time that the 4-H, or excuse me, the Adair County Fair Board is having their barbecue event. And then there's all the presentations at the gazebo in the courtyard. So a lot goes on that very first day of fair.
It must be fair season, Dina, because almost everything you talked about includes food.
Exactly. Yes, we like to do things around food.
That's not a problem. We like to eat it. Very good.
Well, that's right.
We want folks to make sure they get the county fairs around the region on your schedule. The Adair County Fair coming right up here very soon, and the kickoff event coming up on Thursday, July 11th. Hope you get a great turnout for that, Dina, and have a great fair.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your support.